Hey everybody, my name is Jose Bali. Welcome to another episode of The End Zone. Today we have guest Brandon Sanchez, offensive lineman for Valley Community College, and we also have a freshman for Birmingham Community High School, Pablo Vela. He plays linebacker. How are you guys doing today?
I'm good, and you? Yeah.
Pretty good, man.
So, you know, let's just jump right into it. Pablo, you know, it's your first year playing for Birmingham. How has your experiences been playing there?
It's been pretty good, man. I mean, it wasn't everything I expected it to be. There was a lot of ups and downs.
Can you explain on that?
Yeah, I mean, I had a lot of things happening outside of football. So, like, that interfered with, like, my football career. And, it just messed me up. And, like, I couldn't play, like, the last couple games. And, yeah, it just happened. And, like, I didn't get along with, like, most of my teammates.
Is there a reason why? You know, because we've had other guests in the show. And one of the main things that they talk about, you know, is a brotherhood that they make in the team. And you just said that you really don't get along.
Yeah. It was just, like, a lot of players like ganged up and like just went against one player. So like for example, it was some players against me. It was a group of players, like all the linebackers. Some of them didn't like me, and like that converted into like other people not liking me, and it just happened from there. And like I didn't really see the brotherhood in that. So,
do you know if there was a reason why, you know, they ganged up on you? Maybe it was your first year playing there. Or
it was because it was my first year playing football in general, so they probably thought I just wanted to join to get girls, or like, to just say I could play football.
And Sanchez, you played for Birmingham too. How was your experience freshman year?
My freshman year was pretty different compared to Pablo's. I actually built up a great friendship with a couple of friends that till this day I'm still great friends with. I was not, like, in shape at all my freshman year. When I came in, I expected a whole different thing, but it was a lot of hard work. It was just really tough, and the guys who were on the higher up were, like, always on me to be the best, and I took that into my head, and then throughout the whole year, I just thought about them. I thought about them telling me that you can do it. So it was pretty good my freshman year.
And when you say, you know, you had people from up, you mean upperclassmen?
Yeah, upperclassmen, that have been playing. Like juniors, seniors.
And you said that, you know, they helped you out your freshman year through a lot of the challenges that come with playing football.
Yeah, it's really hard.
You said it wasn't what you expected it to be. Can you explain on that?
I expected for it to not be hard. Like, I expected to just be hitting, and that's basically it. But no, it was a lot of weight training, conditioning, and that's basically what was, like, the hardest part for me freshman year.
Before joining Birmingham, did you ever play football before, like Pop Warner or anything like that?
No, I used to play basketball and baseball, so this was my first year actually playing the sport.
And now you're in college, is your first year, and you play for Valley Community College. How is it different than, you know, freshman year?
Oh,
of Birmingham.
Yeah. Sorry. College is a big up. Like, it's way tougher. Like, the conditioning is harder. The coaching staff is more up on you. You are basically playing against guys who are like 20, and like I'm already like I'm actually 18 still, so I'm actually playing up against guys who are like grown men who are like way older than me. So it's really tough, but it's actually pretty good compared to high school.
And I'm guessing, you know, freshman year when you joined football at Birmingham, you know, you didn't really have experience playing football, so I'm guessing it was a little bit harder than, you know, now playing at college freshman year. Would you say that's true, or
yeah,
would you say they're about the same difficulty?
It was difficult
both years, or
just freshman year when I actually didn't know anything about that sport, mm-hmm. it was really challenging for me. It was really challenging.
And Pablo, can you take us through, you know, summer practice? Did you start having those problems from the beginning, or did it develop later on in the year?
It escalated over time. It was I first started, there was no one there during summer practice. Everybody was having fun during the summer. I decided to go. But then, like, season started, everybody got their pads and helmets, and, like, problems started escalating from there.
Can you give us examples of, you know, what type of problem?
I'd always be arguing with, like, some of the linebackers over, like, different, like, types of plays that we were practicing. And it was just, like, problems that became bigger over the time.
A lot of guests come in here, you know, they say, you know, we are a brotherhood. At the same time, you're competing for a job most of the time. Mm-hmm. Would you say that's true?
That's very true.
So, do you feel like that could be a reason why, you know, you've been having problems with teammates, because you guys are competing for a starting job? There's only going to be 11 people on offense, 11 people on defense. Mm-hmm. You know, not everyone's going to have a chance to start. Not everyone's going to have a chance to play. You guys are brothers. You guys are fighting for the same team, but not the same job.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. I mean, everybody's fighting for that one spot. Everybody wants to start, but at the end of the day, it's the best starts. And, I mean, most of them were, like, bigger than me, so some of them started over me, and it was pretty hard, because I always thought I was, like bigger than them, but then, like, they came out on the field, and they were, like, way better than me. And I thought, like, before that, I thought I was, like, way better than them. And it was just, like, hard for me to, like...
Do you feel that it was because, you know, maybe they had more experience?
Oh, yeah, most of them played since they were, like 7, 8, and I barely started this year. So,
and Sanchez, you play for Birmingham.
That's correct.
Can you see this happening? You know, what Pablo went through this year, can you see that happening? Because I know you personally didn't go through that, but you might have seen someone else on the team go through that.
Yeah. So, like, it's basically one guy wants to start. So you basically have to compete, like what he said. There's guys that want to start, but they always can't. It's always going to be that best. So you basically have to compete to earn that. So I do see that happening.
And, you know, personally, if I see that, you know, it's the better man that's going to get the job. You know what I mean? Like, you both put in the effort, then whoever's the best is going to get the job, is going to start. But, you know, for Pablo, when I'm feeding off his, you know, what he's talking about, it kind of made his experience playing football not as great because of that, because of all the competition of having a starting job and competing for that. Do you feel that in a way hurts football, or you feel like that's what makes football so fun, the competition?
That's basically what makes it. Like you have to have competition. That's what the sport's about, competition. So you basically just have to just earn it. You just have to just put in like all the work. You have to actually learn all your plays, learn the technique. You have to, like, do everything good, like, proper to start.
And, you know, let's talk about coaching staff. Pablo, let's start with you. Do you feel that, you know, you said you had a few problems throughout the year. Did you feel comfortable enough to, you know, go up to the coaches and say, hey, you know, this is going on? Or did you feel that you had to handle it on your own?
There was some situations where I could go up to the coaches and, like, tell them what's happening. But most of the time, I felt like I had to handle it on my own, because, like, they would tell me, like what we were talking about, the best is starting no matter what. And it was just, most of the time I had to handle the problems by myself.
And let's talk about you, Sanchez. You know, you went to the same school. Did you feel the same way? Like, you could go up to the coaches?
But there were some coaches I can talk to, but there were some that I felt like they wouldn't help me in that way.
Can you explain why?
Basically, like, they would, it was hard to talk to some of them because, they wouldn't help me in a way. They would tell me just to, just keep playing out there. But my freshman year, I didn't play one snap on the ball. I didn't play at all. And it was our last game, and I told Coach, Coach, can I play? Like, just for our last game. He was like, well, you didn't put in the, like, the work. And I was like, okay. So there were some I can actually talk to, but some, it was just hard to talk to them.
You know, other guests before, they talked about, you know, especially Birmingham's coaches playing favorites. Could that come into play with, you know, you said you put in the work throughout the whole season, and you know you went to practice, you know you studied your plays. You know that if you go out there, you will be able, you will perform.
Yeah.
Do you feel like sometimes they play favorites?
Yeah, they play favorites heavenly. They play it. They play favorites.
What about you, Pablo? How do you?
Oh, yeah, that's a. That's definitely true. They do. They do play favorites, though.
So you guys don't feel that it's the best player that gets to.
Most of the time, it's a, it's that, but like, there's some games where they will play the favorites. With like big games, like. Like the game that determines if you go to like championships or something like that, they will play favorites, and it's just, it's like that.
Do you feel that by, you know, coaches doing that, it affects the team as a whole? Because if they are playing favorites and not who actually deserves to play, it's hurting the team.
Exactly. Like, it turns people against them. Like, there's the guy who feels like he can start, but then the coaches pick who they think can start. So it would actually, it actually make them turn up on against each other.
Does this bring any type of, you know, problems with teammates? Because if, you know, the team sees that the coaches have favorites, and then does that bring problems with other players? Like, you having arguments with other players due to coaches picking favorites? Or do you feel that it's not really their fault that they get to, they're the coach's favorite, basically?
I don't know. Like, I don't know. It's just like, it basically kills the, it kills the purpose of the sport, basically, at that school. It kills it, because you know if you put in, if you put in the work, you might not start or play at all, because they feel, they want who they want to play, who thinks they can actually play really good. So it basically kills the purpose of it.
Well, what I meant, you know, you saw how they played favorites. Did you feel any resentment, like, towards that player? Like,
oh, no. No, I didn't feel any resentment towards them. I just felt like I could have played that spot better than they could. But I had no, like, hate against them.
So it was more on the coach's fault?
Yeah, it was more on the coaching staff.
How about you, Pablo? Did you feel like some of the players, like, it was their fault too for, you know, basically always being by the coach, you know, following them around? Or do you feel that it was on the coach's fault for, you know, having favorites and not playing whoever deserves to play?
I never felt like it was a player's fault. I always felt like coaches, since, like, summer camp coaches, like, saw players they liked, and, like, they, like, automatically chose, like, oh, yeah, that kid's going to be pretty good, and, like, I'm going to start him this year. Like, I always felt like that. I mean, like, if a coach is going to start, like, a certain guy, like, over someone that's actually put in the work and, like, been there since, like, day one, I mean, then the coach is going to do it. He's going to put in the his favorite player, and then there's nothing we can do about it, because I mean, you talk something to the coach, then he's gonna say something, or he might not take you on the bus to like a certain game.
Mm-hmm. And you said that it's not always like the coaches pick the person that they feel like has potential. By them focusing only on, you know, a specific few and not really building depth into the team, does that affect the team? Because if that person goes down due to an injury or grade cuts or whatever reason, you haven't put any time into your second string, into your third string, and what's going to happen after that?
Yeah, that's definitely happened. I mean, they pay attention to certain players and forget about like the second stream and third stream players. And like when like the game comes and his favorite player gets hurt, then the second stream doesn't know anything about it because he's been ignored most of the time. And it's a wreck, because then some of the games you'll actually end up losing them. It's just devastating because you actually wanted to win that game bad, but you just didn't have like the experience that the other players had.
That's what he said.
So, you know, do you feel like they shouldn't focus so much on, you know, the starters?
They should basically focus on the whole team. Like, they should make them play the same way as that guy. Because just in case this guy gets hurt, that guy up next plays the same way as he plays.
Let me ask you a question for both of you. Any of you want to answer it. Coaches say, you know, next man up. If you're not a starter, it's your responsibility to know the plays. It's your responsibility to, when the other guy goes down, you go in there and perform. Can you, like, explain, like, is that true, or do you feel like the coaches should focus more on you?
I mean, like what you said, like next man up, it just depends, because what's it called? Most of the time, the coaches won't focus on the second stream. Like I said before, they won't focus on the second stream. And the starters, if they get injured and the second stream has to go up, they won't know any other plays, because the coaches have focused so much on the starters that the second streams have just been standing around, and they won't know anything because the coaches have been focusing more on the other players. And it's difficult. It really is.
But is it not your responsibility as a second stringer, you know, to learn the plays?
Yeah, it definitely is. But, I mean, you have to, like, work on them, like, physically do them to, like, understand how to...
Mm-hmm. Get repetition.
Yeah, to, like, perform
muscle them. Memory, all mm-hmm. that stuff. Do you agree with that?
I agree.
And, you know, you guys are in two different spots, you know. Pablo is freshman year. You know, he just finished his first season. You know, they wasn't really a successful one. You know, they didn't really win league. They lost playoffs. But he's you know, he still has three more years. You, it's your first year playing. You know, is it what you expected it to be? Are you getting, you know, your reps in? Because I know a lot of freshmen don't really get enough reps.
College is a way different story. They work on the whole team. So they give first string reps, they give second string reps. So they basically work on, because they want you to get out of that school as fast as possible. So they actually care about you, and they actually work with you on how to do this play right, what they actually teach you on what to do to basically start.
And do you feel that's due to, you know, colleges having a bigger coaching staff, or just because how the system is set up in high school or Birmingham? Or
it basically just depends on the coach. That's basically what it is. It's just which coaching staff you get. It's not like high school college, because there's some high school coaches who actually care about you and care about you getting out of high school, going actually to like a top school. So it's not different. It's just the coaching staff on who you choose.
And so you do feel that colleges, by having a bigger coaching staff, it doesn't play a role.
Mm-mm.
Into that. It's no. On the coaches.
Yeah, it's on the coaches basically.
And what are you guys looking for, you know, into the future? I know Sanchez, you know, like you said, you're trying to get out of that school as fast as possible. So what is your, you know, expectations, or what are your goals in the next couple of years?
My goal is to keep working hard, because if I don't play football, then I have a plan B, and then I have a plan C. So I don't always keep football in mind, because sometimes you might not even go to a school or actually go to the NFL. So you basically always have to have like a second choice
and
on what to do.
It could end quickly.
Yeah.
There's so many injuries that come into playing football.
Exactly.
That you could be playing one day, and then the next you can never play again.
You're done for the year.
And how about you, Pablo? You know, what are your hopes, expectations for, you know, the next couple of years?
I'm basically trying to better myself as a person, trying to get along with my teammates. I'm just trying to just overall be a better player, work on my plays, just trying to be like the top dog. Like, everybody looks up to me as like, oh dang, that kid's like really good. I was like a linebacker or like my starting position.
All right. Hey, thank you guys. You know, you guys answered every single question. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right, this has been KBCRadio.com.